Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have things to deal with here. And
right. We have both guests on the phone here?
I do believe we do. Are we just conferencing them there?
Yeah. All right. We are delighted to be talking to the president of the Connecticut State Building Trades Council, David Roach, and the Government Relations Director with Operating Engineers Local 478, the president of the Waterbury Building Trades, Nate Brown. Gentlemen, good morning.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Morning, guys.
Good.
Thanks for being with us. Building Trades and AFL-CIO leaders have sent a joint letter to Senate and House caucuses urging bold leadership to pass a toll proposal quickly. You know, for a lot of people, this is an unpopular stance, but why have you decided to go public with this?
Well, I mean, it's for us, it's a no-brainer. There's a need right now. There's a public safety issue. There's a funding issue. And we are asking the leaderships to start moving this agenda because, we elect them to do that. We don't elect them to take the safe route and, kick the can down the road like we've been used to doing all these years. We need to get this thing done. We need to put people back to work, and we need to fix the roads because at the end of the day, that's the big problem out there is that somebody's, one of these bridges is going to collapse. These roads are going to cause accidents, and it needs to be done. So, and we're, tolls is a big piece of this for us because we feel that's a record revenue, and 40% of that money coming from out of state.
That's true.
As a Connecticut resident, somebody else pays a little bit of the tab. I'm good with that.
Hey, David, let me ask you a question. Since you are president of the building trades, it's an up and down business, isn't it? How are you guys doing right now?
We're okay. I think we could be a lot better. This will definitely help. The infrastructure is big to us in all of our crafts.
Sure.
Because it leads to other things. You fix roads, you have, you do stuff with the rail, and, you build little buildings. That's going to help everybody, get a job. Right now I see us actually probably leveling off and maybe going down a little bit before hopefully come out of this and get everybody, with some real job creation back out there in Connecticut. And we're hoping that the leadership with our new governor, who Ned Lamont, who I think will kind of lead that with us, we just need the legislators to get behind it. On both sides now, you got to remember one thing about the building trades. We're pretty bipartisan organizations. We have members on both sides here, and we represent members on both sides. So we're... issues like this come up. We want to work with people that want to solve the issues.
Nate, are you surprised that we haven't had action on tolls sooner? The governor has been behind it. It seemed like that there were a number of legislators behind it, but it seemed to lose steam.
Yeah, I am a little surprised with how things transpired last session. I know that it's a very contentious topic in Hartford. And they want to get it right. Okay, this is something that is going to be a long-term fix, a long-term solution to the problem that we have with our aging infrastructure. And to back to Dave's point, one thing that both House and Senate leadership, both Republicans and Democrats, can agree on is that we have an infrastructure problem, and we need to figure out a way on how we're going to pay for that infrastructure problem. And is it tolls? Is it going to be a combination of some sort of bonding initiative as we need to get something done, and I think we can collectively put our brains together, and I think the fact that this is taking a little bit longer, I feel that's what they've been working on up in Hartford this summer.
The way the climate is around here, too, I think we always have infrastructure problems. It's really hard on roads. It's hard on bridges. The freezing, the melt, the thaws, heaving. It's almost an eternal job, isn't it?
It is. We've also underfunded the program for so many years. This isn't something that's happened overnight. This is a problem that's been going on for the last 20, 30 years, underfunding our infrastructure. Right now, we're spending around $1.2 billion to $1.3 billion a year.
Right.
We need $2 billion a year just to stay in state of good repairs right now. We're falling short. And with the way the funding levels are in place right now, come 2022, 2023, the funds could become insolvent. And then what are we going to do? I mean, we got to stop kicking the can down the road and put pen to paper and get this thing figured out.
Yeah.
David, would you agree that if this is not taken care of in a special session, being as 2019 or 2020 is an election year, there'd be no shot it would pass in a regularly scheduled legislative session?
I agree. I think it needs to be done now. And again, you're right. I think when you get into this session this year, it's a short session, election year. Nobody's going to pass it. I mean, that's the reality of it. So it has to be done now.
Okay. Hey, one other thing, and I'll ask either one of you, but Reason Foundation, I saw it somewhere, came out with the cost to build a mile, okay? And Connecticut was pretty expensive. What do you assume, basically, I think maybe you guys came back, but somebody from the DOT came back and said, well, that's because we're congested, that's because of our climate, which I mentioned just a few minutes ago. Maybe that's part of it. Are labor costs a part of that?
No. No, when you look at the way the work is let out, when you're talking congestion here in Connecticut,
right,
how the projects are bid and the tight schedules that they're on, when you can get out on the highway to do the work, when you can't be on the highway to do the work, whether you're working on a night. One of the biggest things right now is you're looking at some of the accelerated bridge construction.
Right.
And what they're doing to, the first one that was done in Southington, we just completed one in Rocky Hill. You had the big one down in Stanford. You look at the cost savings alone on those projects.
Well, it's really cool. I think it was about two summers ago, three on 84. They replaced a bridge like in one weekend, and they had it ready to go.
That was the one in Southington.
That was really cool. Just took it out, and there's the new one, and bingo, bango, you got a new bridge. That's nice.
Exactly.
If we go back to the cost for a minute, when you start looking at Connecticut, that sandwich between New York and Boston.
Yeah.
And New York and Boston, I drive there frequently, are booming. And their labor costs are way higher than right out there in Connecticut. I should be a sheet metal worker in Boston. You know what I mean? The money, it's way higher than us, and they're booming. So that can't be the issue.
All right.
Well, Phyllis, thanks for coming on and sharing your thoughts. David Roach from the Connecticut State Building Trades Council, their president, and Nate Brown, Government Relations Director with Operating Engineers Local 478 and president of the Waterbury Building Trades. Phyllis, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Yes, you too.
Enjoy
you too.
Your Labor Day.
Oh, I will. Oh, yeah, that's right. Could we have these guys on? It's Labor Day.
Because we would have forgotten.
Because
we'll be laboring.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.